Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, Cleaning Nation, welcome. I say I'm excited every time, and I am excited every time, but I got to be honest, I am doubly excited today because our guest is not only one of my favorite people, but she's scared out of her mind for no reason. I don't know why. She was before we hit record. I don't know if... Oh, and by the way, Michelle, we literally at this point have one viewer. So you can, I don't know who you are out there, but say hi to Michelle. Let her know you're not going to bite. Oh, wait, there's two. Never mind. Hold on. The pressure's just doubled. I actually think we're going to have a lot of people on today. If you're listening to this live, we'll probably have more than usual because everybody loves Michelle. Oh, it's Jason Johnson. Come on. If you're afraid. And if I'm not mistaken, he is watching all the way from Maui. It was so important for him to see your debut. So I'm going to introduce Michelle and I'm going to let her talk for a little bit. This amazing woman is an elite graduate from our program. But aside from that, just a sweetie. She is so contributes to the community. Everybody loves her. I don't know how many people are going to be on just to encourage her because she was so nervous to come on. And obviously when people graduate from the program, they're always welcome to come on, but it's never a requirement in the case of everybody other than Michelle, who because she was so scared and just so wanting to stay inside of her comfort zone, didn't want to do it. Maxine is in the house all the way from the UK.
Oh, wow.
A fellow, I think she was in the program with Michelle. Amanda Matthews Owens is here. Oh, it's her first live. And she's excited. And she says, congratulations, Michelle. So you're going to have to not be so worried because everyone seems to be, aside from me, of course, seems to be quite supportive. So I'll shut up for two dang seconds. Michelle, please tell the world who you are, why you're here. Anything you have on your heart, we're here to hear it.
Well, my name is Michelle Kruger. I own Brightside Services Window Washing and Cleaning Services. I am from sunny Central Florida. I'm here because you harassed me.
Fair. True.
Definitely stepping out of my comfort zone, and it's just an extension of doing the clean profit method, and all of that was stepping out of my comfort zone for sure.
So I have I was excited to talk to you prior, but after our meeting yesterday, I do alumni meetings once a month with all the graduates that choose to attend just because I love them and miss them. Is there anything that you shared in there that I can't share or you would like not to share today?
Nope. Everything's good. It's okay. All good.
So we can talk about whatever Michelle wants to, but the thing that she said yesterday that made me go, holy crap, do I want to share this with Cleaning Nation? It was the alumni group and we were going through celebrations and there's a lot of people celebrating. One guy had like tripled his business from 7 clients, I think 20 in like 2 months or something fantastic and super excited about that. Nothing to take away from you, Chris, if you're out there. But Michelle was like, and I love her honesty, right? Cause it's, it can be tough when everyone's sharing how things are this or things are that, a lot of times we want to fit in with the group or it's hard to go, well, maybe I didn't have that result or my result was different. So, instead of me sharing, if you're okay, I would love to just hear you share kind of what your, we'll save it for the end. How about that? Let's start. Let's back it up. We'll do it. I never do okay. That. We're going to do a cliffhanger because I want to build up to it, but I want to get the whole picture. So we're recording this, I think November 2019. And I believe you and I met
April
2019.
Early okay. April. Yes.
If you're wondering, you're like, wow, most people when they come on, they just graduate. It's like, yeah, Michelle. So that was the trade that Michelle and I did. I got her to commit to coming on, but I wasn't smart enough to get a time. So she's like, yeah, 3 weeks from never. Like, so it's six. She's like, way back. I don't know who finally got you on, but whoever got the commitment allowed her to make a commitment like 4 months out or some ridiculous part. But she's here, and that's what matters. So I remember our conversation because I don't get to do all the enrollment calls, but I do get to do some, and I got to talk to Michelle and I remember speaking to you, but I would love, why don't you share with them? Well, two things. I don't know where you were before you talked to me, like how you found me and what made you kind of reach out. So I'd love to hear that because I don't know. And then I would love to hear your perspective of where you were kind of emotionally and mentally on that call. Hey, Sydney, good to see you.
Well, I am 12 years in business this year, and I was honestly online looking for some sort of resource to help me sell half of my business. I had gotten to the point where year over year over year, I'm growing and I'm still loving my business, but I'm afraid I'm going to get burnt out, and I couldn't find enough good people to help me out, and I had too much business, and I thought, well, I'll just sell half of it and keep half of it. And somehow, some way, you appeared online, and the very next day I emailed or chatted or called and we were on the phone. And then the very next day I was part of the group, and I'm going, oh my gosh, how did I never consider this? How did I never think of this?
All right. So I love all of that.
Everything that you said just seemed so common sense. And I'm going, how did I not think of that?
All right. So two things. One, TJ says, woohoo, it's Michelle and she's live. Everybody's coming. I love our community, by the way. Those that are in the alumni group, that are just everyone that's graduated our elite program, are just amazing human beings. And it's so cool to see them. So, like, Maxine came in all the way from the UK, and I think it's like middle of the night there.
It's the middle of the night there.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't care. Maxine's awesome. We had our calls where I think it was late for her too. She stayed up till like midnight. Like, I don't care, I'm here. So anyway, all that said, I do want to encourage you guys, for value for you guys, when Michelle's like, man, everything you said just made so much sense. Certainly I connect with Michelle personally, but I want you guys to know that's super intentional. More importantly, it's repeatable, right? A lot of what we train you to do, and I want you to get this, is the reason she said and feels, and our clients feel like, holy crap, he gets me. Like, it makes so much sense, is because we have a niche, right? If I had ads going out to realtors or construction workers or any other type of business, I wouldn't be able to connect like that. And all of our stuff talks about them and their pain, right? So if you, and again, I'm telling you what we do, so you could do it yourselves. If you talk about, is a cleaning company, we have good employees and we're BBB, Better Business Bureau certified, and we've got 100 reviews on Yelp, and we this and we that, and blah, 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 not interested. But when you talk about them and their pain, they really understand. So, and again, please feel free if I'm hijacking what you're trying to say, Michelle, but what I'm guessing is we talked about her and her pain, or you guys generally in your mm-hmm. general pain, and then you specifically go, holy crap, this guy gets me, he knows me, because you've got so much in common with everyone else. So I just want to make sure that you guys get that, as not just how Michelle reached out to us, which is exciting, but how you can use that to attract the best customers. Because there are people that probably go, oh, that mindset crap he's always talking about doesn't work, and he's always being silly and having fun, and that's stupid. This is, you know, like, people that just aren't a fit, which is great. They never come, they never call. We get 200 or 300 folks like Michelle that connect with us and are amazing people that we want to help because we set it up like that. So just wanted to point that out. Oh, you got Yaya in the house, which makes me think Michael might be near, which is always very exciting. We just have the best community. Okay. So we got on the call, you jumped in. Walk us through, you know, because one thing I don't ever want when I have the elite members or graduates come in is to be like, wow, it's just magic. And they didn't have to work, and they just came in and everything. Like,
no.
Like, sprinkled magic fairy dust and they got rich, because it ain't that. So give us the good and the bad, right? Obviously you got results, but tell us the fears and the hard parts.
It was hard. I mean, it was really hard. It required a lot of focus, and being real, I jumped around a lot. I jumped around a lot. I didn't follow it exactly to the T. I looked for what I needed. I started on that. And then I said, oh, I'll go back to that. Well, to this day, 6 months later, whatever it is, I'm still going back to that material, and I'm watching those modules, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I wish I wasn't so stubborn. I wish, you know, in the very beginning, I think you say, just be dumb enough to trust. And I wasn't. I thought after 12 years, I knew it all. I'm growing. I'm doing everything right. But if I had to do it all over again, I would just do that. I would just go, it is what it is, and I'm going to follow this to the T, and my life might be a little bit easier now.
Yes. And first of all, you're getting all the love. Michelle, Maxine's like, I love Michelle. She's so, so honest about her progress. True. Yaya's like, way to go, Michelle. We have the best community. And I think, I don't know if Maxine was on last night at the alumni call, but I know Michael and Yaya were. So, yes, I'm constantly telling people, the folks that have the best results through the Clean Profit Method or indoor elite program are the ones that are too dumb to know that what we say won't work. So they just go, okay. And then at the end, they're confused when everybody's like, how did you get all those results? What did you do? Like, what's your secret? And they're like, what do you mean? I followed the system. You paid for the system, right? Well, then why didn't you do that? Like, they're confused as to why. So the smart ones that have been doing it for 10 or 15 years, it's like if I was teaching golf, I'd for sure rather the brand new guy or gal that had never picked up a club. We could just start from zero and go forward. But when I got the guy, it's like, oh no, I've been swinging clubs for 30 years and he's got a whole thing. And you're like, okay, great. Now we got to spend 3 months stripping all that away. And then we can start from zero. So, love that. All right. So I'm going to give the bad side of not the bad side, but the less impressive side of what you shared yesterday. And I'll let you share the exciting side.
Okay.
And I love that you, well, first, before we do that, what was the hardest part? You said it was really hard. What was, because I tell everybody when we're starting, you know, I don't want to get really excited. I want to be like, hey, this is not magic beans. You've got to do work. And the part of the reason I love Cleaning Nation is none of you guys are afraid of work. So they're like, I'll work harder. I'll do whatever. I'll work. But they think they're going to work harder. And it's like, it's not about working harder. I think if anything, we obviously ask you work less and we'll talk about that. But what was so hard about it? What was the scariest part for you? And obviously it'll be different for other folks.
For me, two things. A lot of getting out of my comfort zone, number one. A lot of getting out of my comfort zone. But I think the hardest...
She's here live right now.
Right. I think the hardest part was me constantly stopping and kicking myself in the butt for just not realizing there could have been a better way sooner. I mean, I worked 12 hours a day for 7 days a week for so many years. And thought that that was the right way to do it. And so constantly through the program, I'm just stopping and going, kicking myself in the butt, literally just going, all right, well, now you kicked yourself in the butt. Now pick yourself up and move on. Just get this. Just do this. This works.
Look, I have no comments because you said it perfectly.
It was just an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. And and again, the longer we do this, the more I focus on the mindset part of it. We've actually got a mindset coach is a big part of what we do. I'm okay at that, but Mariana's amazing at it. Cause that's really important. So I can certainly tell you what to do and how to do it and all that good stuff. But if we can't shift your beliefs about yourself, your business, you said it perfectly. I work 12 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week. I just thought that's how life had to be and that was the right thing.
Right.
Until we change that mindset, I can tell you every tool in the book to go forward. But if your mindset is this is what it looks like to be a business owner, I'm handicapped. We don't have a lot of tools. So, all right, I'll give you what I heard yesterday and then Michelle can share the other half of that story. DJ says, Mike's a magical unicorn who sprinkles magical fairy dust on your business and craps out rainbows for you to travel on with three like ridiculous, couldn't be further from the truth. And if anyone thinks that's a little bit true, just get with me. I'll get you Natalie, my wife's email, and she will clear that right up. Those things. And she loves me. She's a huge fan and she'll still tell you that's full of crap. All right. So my favorite thing about Michelle yesterday is, and I don't know if you followed Chris, but you know, one or two people just talk about the growth that they'd had and lots more revenue and all that. And Michelle started by going, I'm just about dead even where I was last year. I haven't grown $1,000, whatever. On her business size, effectively nothing. She's exactly where she was. And you would think, well, why on God's green earth would you have someone on that gave you all this money and did all this work that she said was so scary and hasn't grown a bit? I will let Michelle answer that.
Because I'm not working anymore. I'm not cleaning toilets. Not that I didn't love it. Truly, I did. I love cleaning. And every once in a while, I'll go out and I'll clean because
you got toilets at your house. Clean those if you have to.
Right? Right? But now I do it because I want to, not because I have to. I have this team of people and they do a fantastic job and I've got these amazing customers, but I don't have to go do it 12 hours a day anymore and then come home and try to run the business at night and on the weekends.
Yeah. 12 hours a day cleaning, not working on and in just exclusively cleaning toilets and in homes. So you were working 12, you know, was it 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week? Where were we at?
Well, I was really working 7 days a week because whatever didn't fit into Monday through Friday, then I was going out and doing it on Saturdays. And then on Sunday, that was supposed to be a day off, that's when I'm doing my office work and trying to do my payroll and trying to do next week's schedule. And there's just not enough hours in the day. And so now I don't have to go out there and do that. And I've got people I can trust to do that. And at some point, there was even a couple of weeks where I went, well, if you'll remember this, I feel lost.
I do.
I feel lost. Yes. I felt lost because I had such a clear plan for so many years. This is what I did. And boom, the first week that I didn't have to go to work, I went.
You were freaked out.
Right. I felt lost. But again, another
get up, clean until you're exhausted, drop into bed and repeat for 12 years. When you get up and you're like, there's nothing to clean, or there is things to clean, and I have employees doing that. Yeah, you freaked out for a little bit. So
I did. So, I was a little bit lost.
Or a lot lost. I remember you weren't angry, but you were confused and somewhat. Lost is probably the best word to say.
It is.
So first of all, I want to encourage, and Maxine says, way to go, Michelle. They're all in the chat supporting. You'll have to go back after the live so you can see all the chat.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
God bless it. What was I going to say? So, yes, the thing that breaks my heart about formerly Michelle and a lot of the people we talk to now, and I'm guessing a lot of those listening currently, are what she said was, hey, Jessica, welcome. First time here. We never get those. Or not. I shouldn't say we never, but it's always fun to get new folks. And you could have picked a better time. Michelle's awesome. So what really breaks my heart is when we talked to Michelle, you didn't even countenance a universe where you would have the same or more amount of work and you're not cleaning at all. You were like, no. I guess I'll have to sell half. That's only your normal was cleaning all the time and then running your business on nights and weekends.
Right.
And that was just
and it was suffering. It was suffering. I was making mistakes. I was tired.
Yeah. And how does this, I can't remember. I know I've met, I feel like I've met your husband a couple of times. Was he on the call? I'm sure he has thoughts about old Michelle's schedule versus new Michelle's schedule.
Yeah. He likes it a lot more because I'm just a whole lot more relaxed and we're just better as a couple. I have time and mental energy to focus on our family. And gosh, in that week when I was feeling lost, he's like, hey, wait, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's go to the movies. He just swept me off to the movies.
And you're like, are we allowed to do that? Can I do that?
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if the phone rings? He said, you'll get it later.
So. That is the best. And Maxine says, I'm the same. I haven't grown, but I no longer do any cleaning. And I'll tell you guys out there, Cleaning Nation, what I told Michelle and the alumni folks yesterday. If you're in that situation where you're cleaning constantly, the next step is always, because people think or feel like they want to grow simultaneously with getting out of cleaning. And in reality, we don't help you do that. You have to get out of the cleaning first, and then you can grow. So the fun thing is Michelle was at the point when she came to us where she was so, I don't say warped, but so in this universe that was not changeable, her only option was to sell or just keep cleaning. And she's like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I can't.
Right.
And now I love that you are to the point where now that you're free and how many hours you were working, we'll call it 70. I mean, I'm sure it was more than that, but 70 hours a week. What's a typical work day look like for you now?
If I go out and work, it's 2, 3, 4 hours. I go because there's a customer that I miss seeing or because I'm training somebody or it's because I miss it and I want to do it. It's not because I have to. And that is just a completely different mindset.
And now, so if you're working 2 or 3 hours a day, mm-hmm. call it 3, 5 days a week, that's 15 hours a week coming down from 70 or 80. Mm-hmm. And you've got this beautiful thing of now there's before you had no options. The option was apparently sell it or just go insane. Now you've got two options. You can go to the movies every day with your husband if that's what you like doing. You could go, okay, now I can absolutely work on the business because when we talked, I could give you all the strategies in the world to get a new customer. But to you, a new customer meant, so I'll clean it right now. Like, yeah, win on God's grant. That's insane. There's no possible way. New customers were the worst thing that you want. So.
Right.
I just love that we've moved from you feeling trapped to okay, I've got freedom. And I hate to say it because I know people are into money and money's great, but if I could pick one or the other, I'll take freedom every day of the week. You know, again, once bills are paid, right? If you can't make your electric bill, or obviously money becomes really, really important. But once your bills are paid, I would take half or a third the work time for the same money, probably even less money than I would take. You know, for Michelle, it wasn't an option to go, well, we can make you twice the money with twice the hours. You're like, well, I have to sleep. My body will die. Like, that wasn't even an option. So now that we kind of know where you were, where you're at now, you tell me, sister, what's next?
Go back and focus on fine-tuning this. I still have struggles. I still have fires to put out. But the difference in putting out the fires today is today I put them out from my office instead of from a customer's bathroom. Mm. You know, there were some times that I had to run my company in front of my customer. And that wasn't cool. I mean, they loved me and they understood, and sometimes they felt sorry for me, but that's not the representation that I want.
Yeah, pity is not what we're looking for out of our clients.
No, no, absolutely not. So I don't have to run my business in front of my customers. I can do it in the privacy of my own home, and that's a whole other, you have time to think and you have time to plan instead of reacting. It just changes the way you run your business.
I love it. So I promise you, and welcome Veronica. She says, I love all the information. Maxine says she'll take freedom every time, which I love, right? Because honestly, money is completely useless without time, right? If you had, if you made $1 million a year, but you worked 7 days a week, 8 to 12 hours a day, so what? What are you going to do with the money? Travel? Nope, can't do that. Sleep in a nicer bed, I guess. Like, go to and from your jobs in a super fancy car versus not a fancy car. Okay, I'd rather go to the movies on a Tuesday in a Hyundai, you know, Honda Civic than drive to a cleaning job in a freaking limousine, right? Like, it's I love that. So the folks out there, I promise, are going, what's the big one? You know, everyone always wants the easy one. And I always tell them there is no easy thing, but what's the big one or two things that helped you? We'll do two, one tactical, like one physical thing that you did different, and then one mental, a shift that you had to make. Give me, if you could, I know I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I just know they're thinking that. And I would love to get your perspective.
Really, there are two huge tactical things that I could never go back to the old way of doing. One was seriously huge, the group interviews. The group interviews, I can't tell you how many hours a week I wasted scheduling individual interviews at half hour intervals and have 6 or 7 no call, no shows. And there I am sitting at Dunkin' Donuts doing nothing. And now I have these group interviews and not everybody shows up. And if they don't show up, guess what? I wasted 5 minutes, not 5 hours. I got all of that time back, all of it. I'm not doing everything perfect, but whatever I'm doing is better than what I wasn't doing before. The other huge thing.
Well, hold on, before we move on, that's so big, because what happens, and I talk to people every day, all day, that part of the reason they're not hiring is they're just, it's so painful. They've seen the system that they've created, and they're like, I don't have a system. And they always have a system. It's just a terrible system. Yeah. It's so life sucking. They're like, I would literally rather clean all day every day than have to do more of that. So aside from it being where you can actually hire enough people and you don't have to clean anymore, you can do it, that attitude. Did you hear the energy in her voice where she was like, I would just wait, because I've done it. I've waited through, I get 100 applications. I'm like, I'm going to wait through all. You get through 17, if we're honest with each other. We get in touch with 6 people. We schedule 4 appointments. One dude shows that, you know, within 9 seconds is no good. And you're just like, I can't live like this. I'll just go clean. So on top of being effective, it's more just the quality of life of like, okay, I can live like this. I can. This is sustainable. And you're in the Michelle's in our Next Level program, so we're going to get her to the point where she doesn't have to be a part of it. Like, Jason is like, love the Michelle, amen. Jason's at that point where he's in Maui, right? And his group interview is going to happen this week with him and Kim in Maui. They got other people doing it. So just want to encourage everyone on that. What was the second thing, Michelle?
Monthly invoicing. Oh my gosh, that was the biggest kick in the ass. I am telling you.
I don't think
you.
I've ever heard Michelle curse. Woo-hoo!
Oh my gosh. I mean, just do the math. If you've got weekly customers and each one of those customers is writing you a check 52 times a year.
Or leaving you a little envelope of money, or sticking it here, or here's my credit card,
but,
or paying
do
you in hugs.
Math. Right. It's just crazy. And so now I don't have all of my customers on credit cards, but I've got 90% of them on once a month invoicing, first of the month. And I don't care if they leave me a check on the table. I don't care if they pay me by online bill pay. I don't care if they pay me by debit card. The fact is, I am processing, I can't even tell you how many less invoices.
There is something pretty sexy if you're
huge.
Yeah, if you're doing $40,000-$50,000 a month, and on the third you have $43,000 in your account, and 0 to 2 hours of time into it. Yeah. It's Jason says, "Oh, Dallas is everyone's. All your peeps are coming out to love on you, Michelle. Dallas is here." TJ says, "Knowing you don't have to go in the field is very freeing. I just had that happen today. I had a cleaner call in sick as opposed to scheduling myself. I decided to call someone else and reschedule. I chose not to use me as a solution, and that's huge. Hopefully, you heard what he said. I chose, right? Because that's just huge." Kim says, "Love your story. Can't wait to hear your growth." Dallas is here. Anyway, that is awesome. So the two big things I'm hearing from Michelle, for those of you wanting to get in that situation, is one, group interviews. That's tactical. Two is invoicing in the beginning. What about the mindset? What's the big mental shift that you had to make that was the hardest or scariest or easiest to go back to when you get, you know, bumped?
I think that mentally I had to overcome the thought that, or the feeling that, if I'm not out there doing the work, the business is going to fail. Mm. And that's not happening. It's not happening. I have even more time to touch base with my customers and give them even more quality time. The business is not failing because I'm not out there cleaning.
And I would encourage you guys, Cleaning Nation, to not just, and again, some people, you just blew their mind, like, what? I'm allowed to think that if I'm not out cleaning, my business won't fail?
Right.
Can I even think that? not only can you think that, I would encourage you to switch it. I would encourage you to go from, if I'm not out there, my business is going to fail, to when I'm out there, my business is failing, right? Like,
yes.
Michelle, she's got a plunger in one hand and, you know, a backpack on her back, and she's on the phone trying to talk with somebody, and her customer just looks at her like, this poor woman, what is she trying to do? So that, again, not to minimize what we teach in the systems and processes, because they're excellent, but I, honest to goodness, if I had a wet magic wand and I could set up group interviews or billing in your business, or be able to touch your head and have you move from my business succeeds when I'm in it to my business succeeds when I'm on it, working on it, I'll take that one every time. So from a coach's standpoint, that third one might sound like, oh, big deal. It's just a mind shit. It's mindset shift. Depending on what you're thinking, it could be a mind shift, but that's not what we're looking for. That's the big one. So, all right. I think I'm good. Your story's out there.
I have one more.
Bring it. You got all you want.
I did not realize how much more room for growth there was for me. Mm. I didn't realize that. I thought that I was at the pinnacle. I thought I was at the top. I thought, all right, where do I go from here? And I didn't realize there was so much more room to grow, so many more things, so many people to learn from.
I love the dichotomy, sorry to drop a big word, but that's exactly what it is. Or if you want to get fancy, we'll go juxtaposition of Michelle calling in and going, I can't anymore. I'm working myself almost literally to the bone, meant to my emotional bone for sure. I can't. I have to sell the damn thing. It's so successful, I don't care. To, wow, there's so much to learn. And her, and looking back and thinking that, working 70 hours a week and like, I've got all the clients I can handle and more, that's the pinnacle of success. To, holy crap, I hadn't even walked in the door of success. Now I can actually start building a company after that. And Val's here giving you the love. She says, customers love the monthly too. Takes a thought out of it and automatics like Netflix. Yes. Absolutely. All right. Hey, I don't want to cut off any wisdom that you got. And again, look at that smile. She went from terrified to going, holy crap, I think I'm having fun. Don't tell anyone. Now that I reminded her she's nervous, she might go back and get nervous. But 10 seconds ago, she was not nervous. Oh, I'll give a, I hate to say plug because it's not a plug, but I will be speaking at the ISSA. We are actually, for everyone out there, my Millionaire Mastermind group's going to be there. So prior, we're going to be there for a couple nights. So if you are an elite graduate or an alumni, obviously Next Level and Millionaire Mastermind, we are going to get together for dinner. Just reach out to the community. We'll let you know. Would love to see you guys. My favorite part is getting to meet you guys. face to face. So that's the only plug I got. I don't even know when it is. It's a couple weeks, November something or something. Someone will put it in the chat. Oh, if you are going, holy crap, I need this. I want that mindset shift. I want to make those changes. We can help you do that. We take 10 or 20 customers a month at this point, or clients or folks that we serve. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, there's just about everything you need in terms of tools and whatever. I would always recommend you start with the online webinar, the on-demand training. It's phenomenal. It's the best 50 minutes I've got stacked all at once. There's nothing for sale on it. Actually, at the end, we give you a little bonus where you can actually talk to someone to help you set up a plan. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Anna, if you're out there and can put in growmycleaningcompany.com, that'd be great. If you could also put in the dates of the ISSA, that would be great. Celia says, you guys showed up in the perfect time. Thanks for the information. Working on not cleaning anymore and grow my business. You're a great, helpful resource. Awesome. Again, I am super, my favorite problem to solve is getting people out of the field, out of cleaning forever and ever. And I know because Michelle's residential, we've been doing that talk, but it's actually more fun, believe it or not, to help the commercial folks. Cause at least Michelle got to go home and sleep at night. The commercial guys start at 5 o'clock, get done at midnight, and then their whole schedule is wonky. And that's even more terrifying. All right. I think I've said all I want to say. Michelle, finish this off. Say whatever you like, and that'll be that.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're the best, sister. I can't wait to see you. And you're coming to Vegas, right?
I'm not, right, but I'll see you in April.
April, okay. We're having our first Next Level Live meeting in April here in Phoenix, and I have so many hugs for so many people that I see like virtually. I can't wait to get a hold of. All right, Cleaning Nation, you guys are the best. Hope that helped. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.